This is Russ Dizdar, and this is Shadow the Darkness Live, live broadcast on a Thursday night, March the 24th, 2011. Shatter live broadcast 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Now listen, on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, there are hundreds and hundreds of MP3s for download and connection to all the other sites that we have, including the weekly preemption broadcast that you can actually sign up for, and it will be automatically sent to you if you have an iPod or an iPad, things like that. Well, let me say welcome again to those listening by satellite, those listening live by Internet radio, which is basically one of the largest radio systems now growing in all the world. So welcome wherever you are listening today. We're grateful. This is an hour that is supernatural, that is providential. We know that God is operative during this time. We know there's a warfare going on spiritually, but we want you to know that you've been prayed for. This hour has been prayed for. And so we'd ask even now that God would do even extraordinary things, his works, in the name of Jesus Christ. I love to say it in the Greek, Yesu Christu, or in the Hebrew, Yahweh Adonai. But simply again, there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, Jesus Christ. Now let me tell you something, that means everything. And I'll share more of that towards the end. I'm going to make sure we get to our word of hope for today out of Romans chapter 8. But today it is the Black Awakening, the theme we're dealing with this week. By the way, we're going to go into a part two next week on the Black Awakening, dealing with the specifics, splitters and programmers and demonized. How do they do this? How do they create satanic super soldiers? And how do we equate that there may be 100 million that have been forged, created, developed? And at least half of that number would be prepared if the activation occurred to unleash that hell that dark side is plotting and planning to do. Before that event, there must be a powering up, a ramping up of the dark side. It must occur before the unveiling of the Antichrist and his ready regime. So I usually call this that satanic evolution. It involves satanic sequence. Let me explain. The satanic evolution, that's the progressive development, most of which is hidden. Now listen, if you're a student not only of Scripture, but if you're like a watcher and you're seeing and you're involved in exposing, and that's what we're involved in. And so when we really take a hard look and really examine and do the research, well, there's volumes and volumes of what can be shown to expose Ephesians chapter 5, to expose the radical side of growing darkness, the satanic darkness. And what's vital, though, is to understand that in this progressive evolutionary development, moving towards the event stages, well, let me tell you something, most everything, and I'm going to say it this way, 95% of what is really happening, it's kind of like the we're dealing with the tip of the iceberg. And I know sometimes people say, wow, you know, what you're talking about, what you're revealing, it's heavy stuff, it's scary stuff, on and on and on and on. It's the blood and guts of what's really going on. But when able to look at biblical revelation and prophetic revelation out of Scripture, we can see God pulling back the mask, helping us to go beneath the surface of the waters, per se, and down in to see some of that larger part of the iceberg. At the very least, the world may be, the world's going to see maybe 5% of what's really going on. And if you're researching and so forth, maybe we're seeing 10% of that dark satanic iceberg sticking out of the waters. The evidences of the ramping up of the dark side, the development, the demonization, the darkness, the violence, the destabilization, the idea of even birth pangs, Matthew chapter 24. All of that is in that evolutionary stage. And the closer we get to the events, the more the satanic plot will stick its head out of the water. But be assured of this, the majority of what we are talking about is beneath the surface. It is under literally supernatural, satanic, supernaturally empowered secrecy. A secret power of lawlessness is already operative. That's vital, 2 Thessalonians 2. So what is already progressively at work, frog in the kettle approach, progressive approach, evolutionary development, well, that's going on and on and on. And we see it above, and if what you see above the surface alarms you, if what you see above the surface is massive to you, again, at the very most, I'm going to say we're seeing 10%. 90%, the massive bulk of the rituals, the development of the super soldiers, the development of the regime globally, the actual birth and development of the Antichrist and the false prophet, and all of the economics and all of the ideology politically, everything else is developing under that radar, under the surface of the deep. And only Scripture, prophetic Scripture, gives us a peek under those waters. And yes, I think like the spies of Israel in the Old Testament, if we step out like in Ezekiel 8, please don't forget this. Ezekiel chapter 8 shows that the great prophet Ezekiel, not even he knew, that cloaked in deep, supernaturally empowered secrecy was deep, broad, probably decades of Luciferic serpent worship. Now, you study Ezekiel 8, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And it's clear that it took the hand of God to lead the prophet, and he was willing. I hope you and I could be willing to go in where God will open the door to see. Here's how I say it. If there is the smoke of the satanic agenda seeable, and we're able to research and engage and then report and give exposure and pray against it and so forth, please understand that that God may give us, and over the years has given us, providential breaking into that dark side. Now, that's like striking a bee's nest. They don't like that when they're being hunted. And when God in a, I call it in one of the broadcasts I did a year or so ago, a supernatural hole into the substructure of radical evil. And that's based on Ezekiel 8. And God's able to do that today. So I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to covens and rituals and so forth, it's off the scale. 90 or 95% of it is completely undetected, unseen, but actually done no differently than in the book of Ezekiel. Let me ask you something. What do you see? Ed Dames, the remote viewer, writes a book, Tell Me What You See. But in that book and in his ability, no ability to actually see what we're talking about here. We're talking about the power of the God, small g, the God of this age, 2 Corinthians 4:4, who's able to blind the minds. There is a supernatural operative power that comes from the fallen cherub and the whole collective of the demonic array that brings a blinding, literally blinding hearts and minds. On the one hand, blinding them so they can't see the glory of the gospel of Christ who is the icon, the image, the exact visible appearance of God in human flesh. So Satan is working against humanity to blind. Talk about mind control. He is the source, father, conceiver of mind control and blinding. It involves blinding perceptions. That's why, as a believer in Christ, the Spirit of God, the Word of God, literally lights us up, let alone prayer. Look what happens, and for a side study, the book of Daniel chapter 1. If you remember the demon-worshipping king, God sends a dream. He didn't know that, but a dream that disturbed him. And so the king calls all the sorcerers and enchanters, the Chaldeans, and you know all the experts, the absolute experts in deep left-hand path occultism and Luciferic procedure, and they couldn't get to it. They could not give to him what the dream was, let alone the interpretation. Obviously, this was something much higher. the infinite in comparison to the finite. Well, it came to Daniel. Look at the prayer of Daniel. When they prayed and sought the Lord, and God made known the dream and the meaning so that Daniel could take it to the demon-worshipping king in the demon-worshipping infested Babylon, its ideology, its laws, its governance, its whole system, its 56 temples in the city where Daniel was, on and on and on. So if you want to talk about being in the most demonically manifested place in ancient history, well, that's Babylon, basically. And yet Daniel was there. They recognized later that he had the Spirit of God and something different than all of what they had. And you as a believer in Christ, if you read 1 John 4, understanding greater is the one in you, understanding the magnitude of the presence of the Spirit of God in your life and of the revelation you already have in Christ, in the Word, and what God will open to you. Here's what I'm going to say. As a matter of fact, I might even read to you a letter here I got. Because when it comes down to it, if you're not willing to look at Ezekiel 8 again, and please understand the prophet was willing. He was willing to go and look. So I think that it's vital that if you want to really see what's going on, and it's ugly, look at Ezekiel 8 when Ezekiel's going in and God's telling him, these are detestable. This is the blood and guts and rot gut stuff going on in supernaturally laced and physically oriented secrecy. The fact was, it was really there and no one knew. The fact is, in every city in the United States, and most likely Canada and Australia, all throughout Germany, well, all of Europe, even in Russia, I'm telling you again, 500 million satanic rituals in the last 40, 50 years. You and I, the world has no idea that 95% of even what we've done, we've gone to ritual sites and dug up bones, we've engaged, we know. If you'll look at the book of Revelation chapter 16 and see the future ritual, you're going to see how it's done today. Now, the demonic presence is in the dragon, in the Antichrist, in the false prophet, and they release. And some priests can do that today, those who are really powered up. Primarily in rituals, they have to summon the demon. They have to do it in accordance to ritual dictates. And then when they do all of it, which would include blood sacrifice, whatever it is that brings appeasing to or what the demand is, well, what most do not understand, even today in spiritual warfare development, is the sending of demons. The targeting of Christians, the targeting of churches, the targeting of politicians and military men and women, the infiltration level and carrying of objects demonized, and the transference. Most have no idea to the level they've been operating in a cloaked way, very cloaked way. I'm not going to read all of this letter that somebody sent me. It has their names, so I'm going to skip the names. But here's an individual that has taken a lot of the course material and so forth out west, and they have put it into practice. The big issue is they are willing. Like Ezekiel, when called by God, they were willing to go wherever it was that God led. Now, I get an email today. Here's what it says. Thanks so much, Russ, for writing back. Okay, so we have been praying for exposure in our area of the occult and covens, etc. A couple of weeks ago, they name a girl, came to our doorstep. Then yesterday, another person and a relative came, and we listened to this girl for two hours. She'd been out in, now I will mention this, Sedona, Arizona. It's a hot spot spiritually, yeah. New Agers see it one way. They only see the mask. They only see the mask when it comes to the energy and the vortexes and all the rest. They have no idea of what really goes on in the mountains and even underground there. Here's what it goes on to say. She called her mom saying she was caught between heaven and hell. She met a man dressed in, bare feet, leopard coat, and went off with him for a few days. won't give the name of the guy, but it's probably a priest coven-oriented name. Maybe a name the spirits gave him. He asked her if he could be her spiritual handler. Now, it's obviously when this occurs, so many things were done, probably rituals, that now the young person has spirit-given abilities to see things. She says that she engaged a lady that was an alien. Well, it wouldn't be an alien. It would be an entity, an archai, a demonic, but again, masqueraded, that metaskizmazitai, that ability to morph everything and transfigure and present. See, they've got in the satanic powers in those entities, they've got, well, let's call it the physics, the abilities they have, and they use it to masquerade so as not to see what they really are. They masquerade their real intent, their real belief system, their hatred of God. They masquerade everything so that the appearance and the teaching and the promises, all of that is so utterly masqueraded and involves actual satanic power in the seduction. And she goes on to say how this individual and this individual they met and the aliens, these entities are mad at the, you know, the world, and talking about 2012 and again, putting it all together, orbs and spirits and everything else. She mentioned indigo children, smoking, the drug stuff, tarot, all these different things that open up many, many, many different doorways, including probably spirit oriented sexual relations that involves transference of demonic presence. Now, a lot of things occurred to her. She's brought over. And here's what I'm bringing out about this. This great servant of God that has written to me is absolutely willing. And when they wrote to me, I wrote back to them and said, listen, as long as you're willing, that's what we found out 25 years ago or more. If we were willing to listen to satanic ritually abused individuals, if we were willing to build a team and learn and grow in all areas, learning biblically, learning in spiritual warfare, learning in prayer, listening to the Spirit of God, if we were willing to go and learn and watch, and we learned a lot of things the hard way, a lot of dangerous things, a lot of, like it says in Ezekiel 8, detestable things that we saw, and a lot of power encounters, a lot of real demonic stuff. But we also saw the power of God, the authority of Christ again and again and again and again. And when you step out like that, like in Acts 9:22, you will grow more and more powerful. So if you're willing to be a great witness for Jesus, willing to minister to anybody. So I wrote back to my friend here and said, listen, if you are willing to be what Jesus commissioned us to be, clothed in the power of the Spirit of God, to go to the highways and the byways and reach out to everybody and open to ministering to the most demonized people anywhere, guess what's going to happen? I can guarantee you this. Not just you going out and witnessing will you encounter individuals who need deliverance, but literally God will bring individuals to your doorstep. By his sovereign and good providence, he knows everyone in your city that is demonized. He knows everyone that's a victim. He knows everyone that's into something. But he also knows who of his people knows how to do what it is we're supposed to do. Luke's gospel, folks, chapter 10. Lord of the harvest, send more laborers. That's what I would pray. I would ask that God would literally seize you. If you're a believer in Christ, that God would seize you and literally grip you and bring you out to be the kind of spirit-empowered, powerful, consistent witness, prayer warrior. That involves praying for healing. That involves engaging the demonic directly. That's what Luke chapter 10, it's a great, listen, just take Luke chapter 10, Jesus is with you, the Spirit of God is in you if you're a believer, and say, Lord, I'm going to launch out and I want you to teach me as I go out to share the gospel and win everybody, pray for healing, And then because you have, and I accept, you've given me the authority to trample. Did you know that the authority that's given includes the mission, the use? What good would it be to appropriate and say, okay, I've got the authority of Christ. He has given it to me. I've got it. And never use it. How absolutely horrific that is. I live in a city of 550 churches. I maybe know one or two that I could send a demonized person to. Over the years, it ended up that 50 to 60 churches have had to send us hundreds of individuals in our offices to do deliverance, light level and the deepest of the deep. You know why? Because they wouldn't do it. You know why? Because they couldn't do it. You know why? Because they didn't take the full array of discipleship. Discipleship, if you read the Great Commission, Matthew 28, Jesus says, you know, go to all the world, you know, make disciples of everyone, all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then it says, Jesus' words, here's our commission, and teach them, two words in the Greek, everything whatsoever I've taught you. You see, I want everything that Jesus taught brought into my life. Problem is, in older discipleship, or where there's been no real discipleship, believers are not equipped and trained and taught. Or they only have bits and pieces. There's believers that are 30 years old and have barely have, like if all the discipleship content was 20 different things, I see most believers having five. Most believers today cannot do what was done in Luke's Gospel chapter 10. Yet Jesus calls us to win the world, every single creature, to preach the good news to pray for the healing, and the mission that's inseparable from the giving of the authority is to trample the dark side. That's part of the mission. You've been given authority to bring down, to cast out, to overcome all the power of the enemy. That authority could be used by churches praying together as you've interceded for the whole city and interceded for the lost and interceded for the whole of the church. Then you can stand with the authority of Christ and acknowledge that authority and then begin to just pray against the darkness in the air, over the city, individuals. You know, I did one time in a local service. At the invitation, here's what I did. I prayed. I command in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, if there is any demonic presence in anyone in this room hiding, I command you to manifest without harming the person so that you will be dealt with. All of a sudden, an individual lady got up walking down. By the time she got to the front, she couldn't control it. Out of her mouth, a demon spoke. The whole church heard it. And the demon screamed out, she is our, you know, this garbled demon. If you ever hear it and you feel it, you know what I'm talking about. Instantly, the pastor over there, where she came up to, commanded it stop. And then dealt. And there was clear deliverance. This occurred with a few others coming with oppression and attachment and other issues. That will happen in churches. A large church, if you have it prayed up and you command out there for the demonic and anyone that comes in. See, that's part of the issue with the church. Anybody can come in. Demonized individuals can walk right into the church. Those who are having attachments or given doorways to the enemy. So if we do not, and see in the services when I was still pastoring a local church, we open the invitation time, pastors and leaders. We opened it to directly, number one, salvation. We invited folks to come for prayer for healing. We would pray for, invite people to come if they feel voices or oppression or anything demonic or whatever, come for that. We opened it to have prayer, that the Spirit of God would work. Let me tell you how the altars were always packed, always the grace of God was operative. Great things were occurring. People were loved and prayed for and cared for. People there again and again, they got saved. Some people have gotten healed and deliverances, even loud ones, you know, just like in the Bible, were taken care of. And that church was experienced and saw not just the dark side manifest and scream and yell and all that. They saw the authority of Christ and they felt the blanketing, clothing, power of the Holy Spirit. You wanna live in the most supernatural and exciting time in human history? And you and I would probably agree that if you're listening to this and listening to, and or even specifically downloading this later on, listening, then you're one that understands the ramping up. And in this one of five series on the coming chaos, when we say that, boy, we're barely scratching the surface. As a matter of fact, if you go to the website, shatterthedarkness.net, guess what? You're going to see a little video that Chris White put together. Hope you'll click onto it. Listen, it's about 2 minutes long, I think. And to the left of that, there is a link to a song that a group out of Sweden put out. Now, I cannot tell you the background of the belief system. I'm only giving you a cultural piece concerning the final solution. It's profound. The main emphasis is take a look at the lyrics. Now, right where you see the Black Awakening video on the website, to the right of it, there is also, to the right of it, is a link that would go to a documentary on the Holocaust. And I'm going to ask you to pray it up and watch it. It'll take you a while. It brought me to tears. It also brought a sense of holy rage inside against the dark side. It also reminded me that this documentary of Auschwitz and the camps and what's there and what was there and all, and only shows glimpses of all of it. Again, probably 90% of what really went on was not in this short documentary, direct military films. It is absolutely astounding what radical occult Spirit-given revelation that led the political ideology, the military enforcement, the science, the psychology, all of it could do. And though watching it, it reminds me what occurred 60, 70 years ago, only scratches the surface in comparison to the events that are about to come. So when you look backwards to see what some consider the most horrific time in human history, the camps, the ovens, the goal of the elimination, the final solution, that's really a scratch in comparison. When the Black Awakening, the chaos, the great revolt occurs, you've got to understand when that event, we're talking the bursting out of hell in all of its plan, in all of what is plotted, it's going to involve most likely millions, let alone the nations. There's going to be a great collapse. Millions will die. It's going to be anarchy. And I believe, like Jesus taught in Matthew 24, that there is nothing in past history to compare it to. You can look at the purging in Russia. You can look at the Holocaust. You can look at First World War. You can look at you can look at many things all the way back in history and combine them. They will not equal. They will not give you a full picture of what is about to be unleashed on the human race. That's what God has done. God has peeled back to say, and Jesus spoke it in Matthew 24, that something unequaled, unprecedented in all of history is going to occur. It is so far-reaching that it could annihilate the human race if he doesn't eventually. See, the Black Awakening starts it. Oh, there'll be more in border wars and wars and attempted annihilation of Israel and then the wrath of Antichrist and the attempted annihilation of believers worldwide and We have then the Wrath of God smart targeting the Beast Kingdom, and we have the Pale Horse and a fourth of humanity being killed, that by the dark side issues. And that involves, that alone involves a 2 billion if it was to occur now. So we're talking 3-4 billion before the end of the totality of the tribulation. So we're talking about, as Jesus said, and it's hard for you and I sometimes. I understand that. That's why I put on the website on the left that song that I want you to look at the lyrics. On the right side of that video on the Black Awakening, there's a documentary. There's also a new page we put up that gives new information about, and that's why we're going to take it another week to give even details on the creation of the super soldiers and how to spot them, where they can be, other things. We'll talk about that next week. You're listening now live radio and satellite on a Thursday night, March 24th. But as you do, please understand, I'm not even at the home base. Tomorrow on Friday, we'll be interacting Friday night at the conference, the SEEC, the Supernatural Explanations Event Conference. Richard Grun, L.A. Marzulli, and myself, Friday night, and then all day Saturday. And again, if you're in the New England area, if you're anywhere that you still feel like, you know, I'm going to pray about this, take a day off of work, and I'm going to drive up there, well, it's all on the website. Just scroll down a little bit, shatterthedarkness.net. We'd love to see you there. We know that there's others traveling already and heading that direction, and it's going to be a big encounter. And it's going to be, and I know that there's going to be, in my presentations anyway, some shock and some awe in the unveiling of what we're even touching on here. So we hope that you can come to that. If not, a week later in Indiana, we'll be in Fort Wayne for the politics of religion. Now, again, you can scroll down, shatterthedarkness.net. If you're new to us, my name is Russ Dizdar. Scroll down and you'll see all the information you need there. Click on it. You can register and be a part. We'd love to see you. In your area, we'd love to come and speak at your church. In your area, if you want to put a group together and have a training conference, we'd love to come in. I love to come in and do kind of a Luke chapter 10 equipping conference that involves taking people out in evangelism, but also spiritual warfare aspects. A lot of content could be taught all day Saturday, and the preparing for a Sunday morning evangelistic outreach. The last time we did one of those in the service, in that church anyway, 12 salvations and another 100 people came forward, and it was really a great time. And we look to see just that, people to get saved. We'll pray for healing. We'll pray for the Spirit of God to move and to work in extraordinary ways that glorify Christ and bring His good hand to our lives. And it will involve spiritual warfare and direct deliverance and praying for different levels. So we'd love to come. We're looking at Victoria, British Columbia. We're looking at Montana. We're looking at Minnesota. We're looking, I think they're in Missouri also coming up possibly. Any events that we have nailed down on the dates and the times, we're going to put on the website and let you know. Don't forget again, this is just a quick two-minute commercial. We want to say thank you to all the believers that keep us in your prayers. You know that we had a flood here. Even to this day, they're still here. Well, at our house where the office, our whole research center is wiped out, and everything is in storage places, and we're in temporary places. So I'm going to say, I have a number of folks that have written me in the mail, and I have thank yous to send to some of you. I'm 2 weeks behind in getting to all of that. So I want you to know that we'll be getting thank yous out and responding more. I did get to respond to about 50 emails late last night up until 1 in the morning, but we can't always respond. But we're doing pretty good, and we appreciate the prayers, great kindnesses, and enormous kindness. Remember again, no other commercials on our broadcasts or teaching materials, and there's, again, courses and training materials and hundreds of things. Now, it's being downloaded in over 90 countries, and a year ago, in 1 year, well over, close to a million, 700,000, 900,000, I don't even know the ultimate numbers. We're just glad that people are being impacted and trained. And I'm glad about reading this letter to you, Dave, because they took the Confronting the Powers course. They made CDs out of it. They were training other people in their church. They're using other materials. They're going through the Book of Acts course, the live course we're doing right now. If you're interested in a training course, well, it's called the Book of Acts, a field manual for the end of days. But without any other commercials, without any ads and products and so forth, how do we do it all? We have a thing on our website, a support tab. If you don't have even, if you're satellite-wise, listen, that's, if you want to help out, you can send something at Shadow of the Darkness, P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. I'll say it again. Shadow of the Darkness. It is P.O. Box 755. P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685, or just go to the support tab on the website. That'll tell you everything that we talk about there. Let's go back to the notes here again, and you've got, and we've got a PDF file of notes for you to follow as we go through this. We also have, right there where the notes are, there is a 24-hour training seminar called The Black Awakening. It is unlike anything out there, and it's absolutely free. That's like putting three weekend conferences together. So you can download it, keep it, make CDs of it, freely receive all that. So again, if you do make, and the only copyright issues is you don't add or take away anything. You can look, we have a tab that talks about our copyright issues, but we want all of it out freely. And we're noticing that's being downloaded all over Europe, Canada, United States, Australia, other places. We're glad for that. Chosen ones that may be trying to get out might listen to some. Be careful on the trigger issues. Maybe you can send me an email about how it's affected you or what you see concerning it. That would be good too. Let me touch on two things right now. One, on the page I have down here, never forget that the satanic presence and powers, this is important, are real. Jesus in Matthew 4 obviously dealt with Satan himself. Obviously, Satan was showing him supernaturally the kingdoms of the world. And there was a power encounter. Of course, Jesus won. Notice what he did. He quoted the written word of God out of Deuteronomy. That's how he stood. He stood his ground, quoted the word. Satan lost and went away looking for a more opportune time, as he always does. That is his methodology until he's bound, until the lake of fire, folks. Luciferians committed to the dark side, chosen ones. You got to understand that there is a binding coming, and Satan's going to be bound 1,000 years. At the end of that, the great white throne judgment. Ultimately, the final elimination. So it's vitally important that you understand on what side of the fence you're giving your life to. You only have one life. To God, that life is valuable, so valuable. Now, for a moment, as if you were standing at the foot of the cross, God in human flesh, sinless, not dying for himself, but dying for you. To break the power of sin, break the power of the death code, of death, of hell, of Satan's rights. You see, 1 John 3:8 says, the reason the Son of God came was to destroy the devil's works. When you get saved, when you come to Christ, when Christ comes into your life, and I pray right now, if you don't know him, right where you're at, call on the name of the living Christ. Ask him to come into your life, surrender your life, accept his gift of salvation. That means repent of all the dark stuff, renounce all of the stuff and the junk and the sin and everything else, and turn your life over and believe and receive the living Christ. Total forgiveness, freedom from sin's power, freedom from Satan's rights, absolute freedom from final, second death, great white throne judgment, eternal loss. The gift of the Spirit of God is given to you. the new nature, empowered. The living Christ comes in. You get to know God now, here and now, personally. Grow deeply. And what's placed in you is the guarantee of what's to come. Indestructible immortality and seeing God face to face. Either you have him or you don't. Romans chapter 8, you know what it says? Very clearly. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. Well, if you look at point B on the note, satanic evolution, satanic sequence, this is what it means. 4 points. The evolutionary stage we are in, the event of the revolt, the rebellion, has not yet occurred. The apocalypse of the Antichrist has not yet occurred, or the false prophet. Those are things that have not yet occurred. Those are the striking, global, impacting events that I believe are like bulging at the seams to occur. They are ready, but I'll mention today again the restrainer. We'll look at 2 Thessalonians 2 again, but here's what it means. The stage that we're in and have been in is progressive. If even you look at Matthew 24, and if you look at 2 Thessalonians 2, there's this constant idea of that secret power of lawlessness already at work, a progressive work, a hidden work, a supernaturally secretive work. Now, even Jesus taught that in the parable of the sower, where the wheat, you know, the word of God is sown out there to the field, and there are those who receive it, and they begin to grow up. That's like the wheat. And then during the night, in the hiddenness, in the darkness, the evil one comes to begin to build a counterfeit kingdom, secretive and hidden. Now here's stage, in this stage, very vital that you understand this, it is occult-oriented or satanically, the overwhelming majority, 90 to 95% of all that's being done is hidden. The underground, the law is secrecy. The power to cover it, they even have rituals where demons are summoned for the sake of what they would call invisibility, cloaking, power to keep them hidden. All around you right now, there's demonic, there's the realm around you, angels, demons. Listen, if you're a believer in Christ, Ephesians 6, your struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against what? Spiritual powers, the Arachai, the Exousia, the cosmic crowders in the heavenly realms, the evil wicked forces. They're all around. They're all operative. The reason we need to have the armor of God on is so that we can experience and manifest the mighty strength and power of God. Well, part of that armor deals with the shield of faith. Notice what it does. You lift it up and it extinguishes all the flaming arrows of the evil one. There are entities sending communication against believers specifically. Involuntary feelings, involuntary thoughts striking you that oppose the will of God, that oppose the word of God, that wants to come against your faith. If you're feeling that, if you're hearing that in your head, well, you got to do some warfare. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Stand up and quote the word of God in opposition to and opposite to the lies that the dark ones are sending. I mean, take a moment right now and say, Lord, what are the demonic realm around me? What have they been sending? What thoughts and feelings? I know they want me to think it's just me thinking it or me feeling it. That's that concept of inception. Planning ideas, lies in you, wanting you to think that it's you alone that are thinking it and develop it and believe the lie so that you would quench the Spirit of God and, well, be defeated, be rendered powerless and empty as a believer. That's all hidden. We don't see that, but we can experience it. We can feel it. So identify. That's part of basic spiritual warfare 101. The world system, the old flesh nature tries to tempt, and real demonic presence that would send arrow and bring temptation. Well, you are to resist the devil, submit to God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee. That side will flee. You can, with the authority in Christ you've been given, rebuke the lies, name what it is that the devil's trying to send you. and quote the word of God, like just like Satan was talking to Jesus, trying to twist the scripture and quote things and get Jesus to cross over in sin. Satan's, you know, the dark side, there's an audacity there. An elitist, self-exalting audacity. Don't think that they're not going to come to you, even if you're spiritually strong. And again, hidden, supernaturally secretive. Now that's the stage that we're in. Let me also say about the stage that it is that globalist regime behind the scenes that is growing. Both wittings and unwittings, people that know that they're Luciferians, and people that accept Luciferian doctrine, teaching, and spirituality, that two primary things, evolution of humanity to a deity and a globalist new world order, those are the two indicators of the doctrinal promise and the doctrinal agenda, the very core of it. Wherever that content is found, New Age, occultism, 2012, tarot cards, even in children's cartoons, fantasy games, music lyrics, Sedona, whatever. If that's what's present, the source are the archai, the planos seducing spirits, the cosmocrators like ascended masters. They are the ones promoting progressively. It is becoming a critical mass. A spiritual belief system that somehow humanity is going to evolve, but there's got to be a cleansing, a getting rid of those who don't want to evolve into this homo lumos, this new spiritual stage. What they don't know is that Satan's going to layer them. That spirituality they're gripping is going to just all of a sudden a dump of the dark side's presence will lock them into that final 7 years. And if they go as far as taking the mark or worshiping the image, you and I both know they can never get out of it. Don't take any kind of mark. You know that. Regardless of the cost. But the stage that we're in is this development. You and I might see the glimpses of it, that 5 or 10% of the tip of the iceberg sticking out of the satanic waters. The guarantee is the bulk of it, 90 to 95%, is all developing, all growing, all proceeding forward, and in my understanding now, it is bulging at the seams to unleash. Now, I say in point number 4 on the page, this stage that we're in right now is that progressive evolutionary hidden stage. It must have in place 3 specific things. Number 1, all the power manifested, that is, they bring it to the side through rituals and whatever else, all the power of the dark side possible, whether in people, in objects, in places, in the air, actually, the prince of the power of the Eros. That's why a lot of people, even researchers, are saying there's a grid around the earth. It's called the field. It's the hall of records. It's the Akashic records. It's the collective unconscious out there. No, that is where the prince of the domain, there's a real domain of the Eros, that place out there. But it's being sensed and felt and manifesting more and more. That's why there's more demonization in the last 30 years than anybody's seen anytime, because it's on a global scale. Russia, Europe, the Vatican's going crazy trying to deal with stuff, and they're not even dealing with it correctly. In China, India, all around the world, America, London, all over, you and I both know this, manifesting power. And if you was to go forward into the future, Revelation 18, you will see there the revealing, what the Spirit of God reveals about that development, that progressive development, and then that bursting out of that spiritual Babylonish system, that it is the most manifested demonic time in human history. So that's that stage that we're in right now, is that that powering up, that unleashing of more and more and more and more and more. The demonic doctrine, demonic counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, the false prophets, apostles, and teachers operating by the power of demonic enablement. So that's going to continue to keep, you know, growing and expanding and bulging everything with the real satanic presence and power and supernatural abilities. Now, secondly, what must take place before the actual event of the Black Awakening or revolt, the presence of that regime, political, economic regime, has to be in place worldwide. And I believe that it is. Revelation 12 shows the inseparable connection of the Antichrist and the regime. It's almost like one of the same. And God names the system, Theron, the idea of beast, horrific and non-human-like. And without question, sheer satanic in its ideology. We're talking politics and military and economic, the three primary areas. At Bohemian Grove, who do they bring to Bohemian Grove so that ritual can be done and demons and the powers can be layered on the world leaders? Well, the political, the military, and the economic leaders are all brought there. Whether they know it or not, they are being layered by powers. And a glimpse of that kind of ritual release, again, God has shown us. You're not going to see it anywhere else. God has shown us there in Revelation 16. So the power must be bulging at the seams. The presence of the regime, and of course Antichrist, and the false, all has to be ready, in place. And then thirdly, the presence of the troops of Antichrist. That's where I'm going to tell you again. The forging of human beings by bloodline, by spiritual demonic selection, by splitting the soul, by forging subpersonalities, dark programming, demonized programming, demonically empowered, and they would consider them super soldiers. But the issue is, on the first generation alone, between Russia, Europe, United States, Canada, Australia, England, so forth, there's probably 40 million. And 20 million of those would be sleepers, intact, and will unleash when activation is given. Now, there's a second generation. There's a third generation in the early 20s. And there's a fourth generation. When I add those numbers up, my friends, 100 million. Maybe if we even say only half of those will actually do it. Okay, 50 million, when activated, are going to unleash devastating demonic manifestation, presence, and power, of course. They'll be activated that way. That's how Armageddon is activated. Look how it's activated in Revelation 16. How is the kings and the militaries activated to be brought to that field? Well, you check it out. You see how it's activated. I believe the same thing's true about this event, the Black Awakening or the Great Chaos or the Great Rebellion. I believe it is a spiritual activation, even if there is technology, science, you know, some tone or some microburst or whatever else, or some speech given, worldwide, global speech, whatever. When the activation, when the inside assassin killing subpersonalities are brought up, the programming and the sheer demonic power and the super strength and super quickness and the assignments they have, well, they're going to be unleashed. They're going to take out political, military, economic leaders. They're going to slaughter. They're going to go after believers. And between Russia, all of Europe, England, Canada, Australia, where all of this is, and if your nation has these chosen ones, you can be sure it's the plan is plotted for the collapse of your nation to the point of a feeling of annihilation, to get your nation to cry out, we need a savior. We need a new system. When the dust clears the voice of an ancient hate and the regime that is prepared and empowered is going to take over. The Antichrist, the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos. And the unveiling of the political, military, economic, global machine. And of course, the false prophet will ascend. And it's all going to change instantly because it's global. It is beyond any historic coup regime change. We're talking global, multinational, massive annihilation, destruction, and then massive regime change and a new waiting in the wings. Now, the troops must be in place. I'm going to say again, the chosen ones and anyone working with them in Europe, anywhere else in all the world, you're going to realize inside of them is something massively ferocious. If you get to the cult loyal, to the assassins, those who know how to unleash explosives, unleash biological weapons, unleash and, unleash beyond what terrorism is today. We're talking the elite of Satan's fierce terrorism. There's no question the United States, in our calculation, every single city, every single street, everything collapses. Now, let me mention something here in the last couple moments. The dark powers are being unleashed consistently. They're in the leaders. They're in the air. They're on objects. They are. It's a constant thing being done. You must understand this, where we're at right now. We are in this layering. But I want to turn your attention again to 2 Thessalonians 2. When we read verse 6, and now you know what is holding him back. Referring to the Antichrist, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one, he, who now restrains, the word there, the Greek word means to hold with force, to seize. There's a dynamic force restraining the collective secret power of lawlessness, the Antichrist himself and that regime. It literally, if you read Revelation 12 and see the system that's going to rise, the restrainer holds that back from manifesting into the world. But once the restrainer is removed, once God removes the restrainer, all hell will burst. The event that will kick off all the rest, the rebellion, the great revolt, they call it the Black Awakening. Well, it's going to occur. On the heels of it, of course, the Antichrist. But let me mention this to all believers listening. With 1 minute left, Romans chapter 8, Word of Hope. It talks about in the beginning the new life in Christ, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It talks about how we've received the Spirit of God, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God bears witness. We talk about in Romans 8 that the sufferings we have at the present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in the glorification, in the coming of Christ. We're reading about the help of the Spirit of God in helping you to pray, in giving you perseverance, in your weakness, the Spirit of God. So you read Romans 8 and see what the Spirit of God will do in your life and the sovereign work of God in your life. And the final word, I believe, out of this great chapter in Romans chapter 8. Well, verse 31, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? One great word I'll bring out tomorrow. Verse 37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him, Christ, who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor the height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation, nothing created, no created thing, shall be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net on the web. Good night.